singer Tom Jones is from there.
还有我最喜欢的两位歌手 Duffy 和 Shirley Bassey 也是从那儿来的。
So what have they all got in common? They're from Wales, one of the four countries of the United Kingdom. Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董征。
In this series, we're finding out a little bit about the countries of Britain. And today, it's Wales.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
要想了解威尔士，最好的方法之一就是直接采访一下威尔士的当地人 ,a Welshman.
Hi, I'm Rob. I was born in Carmarthen, 90 miles from Cardiff.That's the west of Wales.
Rob 的出生地距离卡迪夫有90英里。卡迪夫是威尔士的首都，也是整个威尔士地区最大的一座城市。下面是 Rob 介绍的威尔士地区。
In Wales, it's known for being very wet, very windy. It's true, but in the summertime, the sun shines, it's beautiful. What I think is distinctive about Wales is we have our own language and we're very passionate about rugby. Quite often, we're quite happy people, we're smiling, we're very helpful and friendly. Bore da shumai.That means good morning, how are you?
So Rob tells us what for him is distinctive about Wales.
Distinctive, 独特的,有特色的。
He says that Wales can be very wet, it can rain a lot and be very windy, but when the sun comes out, it's beautiful.
他还说到威尔士民族自己的语言，英格兰和威尔士在英国的地位是完全相等的，但是整个威尔士地区只有20%的人能说威尔士语。
Some might say it's a dying language. Welsh people love their rugby, according to Rob, and he also thinks that people there are very friendly and helpful. He even gives us a taste of what Welsh sounds like.
他刚才说的那段威尔士语实在很好听，不过如果要我学啊，我可是一个字也学不出来。It sounded lovely though.
BBC Learning English.
So, what are some of the other symbols that represent Welsh identity?
Symbols, 符号 identity, 身份面貌。那威尔士的民族面貌呢，是由他们的民族旗帜所体现出来的，就是绿色和白色的背景上面的一条红色的龙。
The daffodil and the leek are also symbols.
就像遍地盛开的大黄水仙花是英国春天的象征，威尔士的民族象征之一是青蒜，或者叫它韭葱。而这个蔬菜的形象呢，还在英国的一英镑的硬币上出现过。
I've only ever been briefly to Wales. Have you ever been, Jean?
Yes, I have. I've been to Cardiff, actually. It was great fun.
Well, we asked Rob what his top tips were on places to visit in Wales.
If you're a tourist visiting Wales, I'd recommend Cardiff because it's the capital city of Wales. Fantastic restaurants, fantastic nightlife, excellent culture. If you want the quieter side, I'd recommend Pembrokeshire. Beautiful coastline, amazing scenery.
So, those were Rob's recommendations for places to visit in Wales.
Recommendations 就是好的推荐。
He says, like you did, that Cardiff is a great city to visit with very good restaurants, nightlife and culture.
Nightlife and culture, 夜生活和文化。
And then if you prefer something quieter, there's Pembrokeshire. He uses the expression...On the quieter side.
On the quieter side, 如果不想那么吵，想去安静一点的地方。
Rob talks about the beautiful coastline. He means the beautiful beaches and the amazing scenery. The natural beauty is fantastic.
那我想问了 ,Rob, 他作为一个威尔士人，他自己又最喜欢威尔士的哪一点呢？
My favorite thing about Wales is watching rugby. It's the national sport of Wales and everybody takes the time off work to party whilst it's on.I used to play rugby when I was fit and able. I'm a bit too old, and it's quite a hard game to play. Everybody in school plays. Everybody after school plays. It's the entire nation plays rugby.
He says that everyone plays rugby all the time, during school, after school. I'm beginning to think that Rob is a rugby fanatic.
A rugby fanatic, 英式橄榄球的发烧友。
I'm sure a lot of people in Wales do love rugby, but I have a feeling that the singer Duffy doesn't play.
You're probably right.Duffy, 这位来自威尔士的年轻女歌手要去踢橄榄球，那就太不合适了。 如果收听我们本期节目的朋友们有机会来英国的话，希望你们能有时间到美丽的威尔士去好好玩玩。我们今天的节目时间又要到了，说再见之前再次提醒大家有空来登录我们的 BBC Learning English 网站 bbcukchina.com。 拜拜
拜。